ദിവ്യാത്മ സ്വരൂപുള്ളവര്, എംബോഡിമെന്റ്സ് ഓഫ് ഡിവൈൻ ആത്മ.
ബലരാമ മുദ്രയിനെ കാര്യം ക്ഷേത്രം പെട്ടിട്ടുണ്ട്, ഏവി ഭദ്രത ലേതു, അന്തമു ലേതു, ആനന്ദമു ലേതു.
Even if it is gold, if it is only a lump of gold keeping in hand,
vela unnadi,
it has value, but it has made
a unnadi prayojanam unnadi.
What is the
manaku aanandam raavalante andame aanandam, aanandame andam, idhe mana jeevita makarandam.
If you want to get joy, how do you get joy? Beauty gives you joy, joy is beauty, and thus you can make
a vadani ni konni mukkalaga kotti.
You have to cut this gold in pieces,
karigichi,
put it in the crucible,
and naati,
and you have to hammer it.
దాన్ని కటింగ్ సూంగ్ వెల్టింగ్ ఇవన్నీ ఏమేమో చేసిన తర్వాతనే అది ఒక చక్కని నగగా తయారై మెడలో పెట్టుకుని ఆనందించవచ్చు.
డిఫరెంట్ ప్రాసెసెస్ లైక్ కటింగ్ ఇట్ అండ్ మేకింగ్ ఇట్ ఇంటూ ఎ జ్యువెల్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ యూ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్ దట్.
కష్టములు నష్టములు దుఃఖములు అందించుకుంటున్నా ఇది మనము ఆనందంగా అందంగా మనం అనుభవించలేము.
వితౌట్ గివింగ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రబుల్ టు గోల్డ్ యూ వుడ్ నాట్ హావ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్
ఒక బంగారం వంటి వాడే.
సిమిలర్లీ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ లైక్ gold,
andukosam nin andarni kuda bangaru 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 antuntanu.
That is why I call each man as bangaru bangaru bangaru.
Sai Ram, one can know how pure or impure gold is only when it undergoes the test of fire. Portraying the journey from the impure to pure, dearest Swami, we, your children from the undergraduate section of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus, and the Satya Sai Meerpuri College of Music, humbly offer a drama titled Shuddha Kanchanam, from impure to pure, at your divine lotus feet. Beloved Mother Sai, give us the strength so that we may please you.
Cases, a prosperous beginning is deemed to be a certain end. But little does man realize that in this seemingly certain end lies his rebirth. So, should I call this a successful end or a victorious beginning?
But why does man weigh every endeavor against just the end or the beginning? What about the journey, little boy? Yesterday, a seed was sown, and today, a mighty tree has fallen. But what has happened in between?
Having traversed this far, should we not introspect if the action as well as the contentment derived from it were neck and neck?
In this quest for contentment, man is many a time thwarted because life never provides him with an easy bargain.
For if everything is given to him on a platter, what becomes of him? The more a diamond is cut, the greater its radiance will be.
Himna samlakshate yagno vishuddhihi shyamikapiva.
memories of my past beckon me. Let me show you all my journey.
Pranam, so holy master, the ruler of the land, King Rajavardhan, seeks an audience with thee.
O venerable one, accept my humble salutations.
Dirghayushman Bhava, noble king.
I hope that everything is at its best
back in your kingdom.
By your grace, Guru Varya, everything is fine. The people are happy and the kingdom is prosperous.
Santosham. But what could possibly attract the royal attention to this humble abode of ours?
Guru Varya, what escapes your vision? The sun, once bright and yellow, has now started to sink into the horizon. Again tomorrow, this blessed realm needs the sun, splendorous and blazing.
That should only mean that your retinue is incomplete. Isn't someone missing?
Harshvardhan.
Pranam, Acharya.
Ayushman Bhava.
Gurudev, kindly accept my son Harshvardhan as your disciple, so that he may blossom into a worthy ruler, capable of upholding the lofty ideals set by our great ancestors.
Tathastu. Dear Harsha, are you ready to embark on this mystifying journey? Son, just as the purity of gold can be gauged only when it is put under fire, you will also be demanded by life's hurdles to prove your worth time and again. So,
I'm very sorry to interrupt, Acharya, but why this stress in life? Isn't it enough if we know and understand the scriptures?
Himna samlakshate yagno vishuddhihi shamikapiva. O king, under normal circumstances, everyone claims to be good. What one actually is known only in the toughest of situations. Even the hardest of metals undergoes change in shape when the required pressure is applied. Only that man who remains resilient even in the face of hardships is said to be great. A noble king could have got back his kingdom by compromising on his ideals. But he was not called Satya Harish Chandra for no trivial reason. It all began when Lord Indra posed a query to sage Vasishtha and Vishwamitra.
Great sages, could you please enlighten me on a ritual which grants liberation
and can be performed by all of mankind, be it a man or a woman, a prince or a pauper, a literate or an illiterate.
Mahendra, just as an ant can carry the burden of only a single crystal of sugar, whereas an elephant can easily bear the burden of innumerable bags of the same, the level of austerity depends upon the status and capacity of the beneficiary. Thus, in my opinion, there exists no such ritual which encompasses the entire mankind.
I prefer to differ, Mahendra. According to me, there does exist a vrata that is compatible with all of mankind. This is the crest jewel among all the rituals, as it guarantees liberation to the one who follows it wholeheartedly. It is the Satyavrata, the vow of adherence to truth.
What? Satyavrata?
Yes, Devendra. I say so because truth is eternal. It is the bestower of all the wealth in the world. In fact, there is no greater dharma than adherence to truth.
Listen, Mahendra. Such far-fetched philosophies are nectarine to the ear, but become the most potent poison when put into practice. It is not without any reason that Shukracharya proclaimed, Sadhu jana rakshana museyu samayamuna, Strila manamu kapadu velalayandu, Parinayamulandu, Dhana, Mana, Pranamulake, Haniya gunapudu, Dobbara ladavachu, Le sameniyu doshame ledu, Lene ledu.
Mahendra, measuring truth using the yardstick of convenience will only lead man to a mirage. But the actual source of water will continue to elude him.
Brahma Rishi, I definitely see the logic of your argument. But I doubt if there is anyone on earth who can lay claim to unwavering adherence to truth.
Oh yes, Devendra, there is someone. He is revered as the emperor of earth by the devatas themselves, a fierce warrior as well as a compassionate parent to all his subjects. He is the one who basks in the radiance of infinite wealth and at the same time has a large heart ever sensitive to others' needs. He is none other than Sri Harishchandra Chakravarti.
Ha ha! Harishchandra! Ha 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 ha! Harishchandra! Oh! Ho, 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 ho. Harishchandra! Devendra, you might blindly accept Vasishtha's boastful proclamations, but I am not foolish enough to believe. Any mortal, let it be even Harishchandra, under favorable circumstances, behaves as if he is Lord Rama himself. But his true colors come out only when he is tested. Mahendra, haven't you heard that the purity of gold is known only when it is heated under fire? Harishchandra is sure to succumb under fire.
Vishwamitra, do not jump to conclusions in such great haste. Listen to what I say. You reckon that my beliefs are preposterous? Then I challenge you to try your best to disprove me. For I am confident that Harishchandra will not lie, even for fun.
My mere will is enough to throw this entire creation into chaos. And you think proving you wrong is a big ask? Mark my words, you arrogant Vasishtha. If I don't create situations which shall force Harishchandra to lie, I'll pledge to grant him half of my entire tapo shakti and shall ensure that he rules over earth for 1,000 more years. This is Vishwamitra's pratigna.
Water, water. Isn't there anyone who can quench the thirst of this poor sannyasi? Ayo, ayo, somebody please help.
Nakshatreshwara, please be here. I'll go and fetch some water for you. Ishwara, I am unable to spot even a single source of water. What do I do now?
Water, water. Guru Vishwamitra, why did you even send me with this accursed Harishchandra? It is now certain that he won't be able to clear your debt and added to that, the lot of death is dancing on my head.
Nakshatreshwara, here, quench your thirst.
Harishchandra, don't you see the amount of injustice that has been meted out to you by my guru? He has reached the highest degree of cruelty. And I am afraid your subjects must be suffering terribly under his rule. Ayyo, papam.
Ishwara, such unpleasant words. Oh, Nakshatreshwara, Maharshi Vishwamitra is the embodiment of peace.
Oh.
And under his compassionate rule, my subjects will definitely be more than happy.
Ah. Guruva, Guruva, my presence is no more required here. I am coming back. Harishchandra has uttered a lie.
Oh, Nakshatreshwara, I don't understand what lie has escaped my lips.
Did you not say that Vishwamitra is the embodiment of peace? A compassionate ruler? Is that not a lie? Okay, jokes apart. Why all this suffering? Can't you utter a single lie? Adamant, stubborn, aren't you? Oh, Harishchandra, as a friend I am telling you, heed to my advice. Your suffering is self-inflicted. Think of your wife. The hand that knew only how to give has to now accept whatever is given. Your son, the so-called Prince of Ayodhya, has to now sleep on the hard ground.
Parameshwara, the All-Knowing One is watching. He will surely help me.
Don't be so blind in your belief, O Harishchandra. Your adherence to truth is in vain. Look to what state your Satyavrata has brought you to. The only thing left now is to sell yourself.
Stop there! With whose permission have you trespassed into this burial ground to perform the Shavadahanam?
Forgive me, O noble sir. I am unaware of the rules and regulations here. My son has succumbed to a snake bite, and I must perform his last rites before dawn and return to my honor.
Oh, Malini, you sound as if you belong to your royal lineage. How could you be the victim of such ill fate?
Words fail to describe the hopeless situation that faith has thrown me into. My husband had to sell me away. And now, the only hope of my life, my dear son, has left me too.
Parameshwara, is she my Chandramati? And is that boy? No, it can't be. Whatever, O Malini, anyone who wishes to perform Shavadhanam in this Smashana Vatika has to first show me the dead body, pay the required fees, and only then, on my permission, the last rites can be performed.
O Parmeshwara, they say the light of your grace is everywhere. Then why have you isolated me and thrown me into this dark, dingy corner, devoid of your grace? O noble sir, the all-knowing one has snatched away my everything, and I do not have anything else to offer as fees.
Do not lament, O lady.
Adigo bhanu prabal chimmuchun kanulangrammi anarkaratnamanulan rajilli sadbhushanam bani shankamun kaliginche ammukonarada itti dushpraptiki manamun gattigarai chesukuni nee mangalyamun.
A Prativrata's mangalyam can only be seen by her husband. Does that mean Praneshwara?
Praneshwari, Kumara Lohitasya, Parameshwara. But Devi, being a slave, I am bound to my master Veerabahu. I cannot allow you to burn even our own son's body without collecting the fees.
Harishchandra, stop it! Even the hardest of the metal bends when dealt with the hit of the hammer. But you just listen to me. Utter that one lie. I shall give your everything back to you. Don't do this to your son.
Maharshi, this soul knows not of any riches or palaces. It is just a slave bound to my master Veerabahu.
Vishwamitra, you shut your ears to the voice of truth. Harishchandra has shown, after all, that Satyavrata is practically possible.
O Satyavadi, I accept defeat. Blinded by ego, I tried to extract water from stone, and of course my attempt was futile. You shall no longer suffer. Kumara Lohitasya. And as promised, I grant you half of my entire taposhit. You shall rule over earth for 1,000 more years. And as long as the sun and the moon exist, your glory shall be talked about. Samasta san mangalani bhavant.
Thank you.
Thus, Harishchandra got his kingdom back. In a state of comfort, everything seems to be in control. But only when situations come hard at you, do you know how much the mind is in control? How many or how few values you have actually internalized?
Gurudev, all that you have said seems quite right. But I still have a doubt pestering me.
Indeed, doubts pester the mind. Man's logic is unique, as it both mystifies as well as demystifies. Anyway, what is it that troubles your mind, O great king?
Guruvarya, Harishchandra was a realized soul, extremely great and firm in his ideals. But can a common man who is rid with impurities come up pure, even in such an extreme test of fire?
Rajan, climbing a cliff is a tough job. Not all can do it without a support. Harishchandra could reach the summit with inspiration drawn from within. But for some people, the support or inspiration to remain as they are, even in the face of a grave test, is external. Have I answered your query?
Oh great one, the plurals of wisdom resolve all my doubts, just as the bright and blazing sun engulfs the darkness. It is God's blessing indeed that my son will be under the tutelage of such a great master. Harsha, have utmost reverence and respect for the Guru's word. Become a worthy disciple and keep up the name of our illustrious lineage. Now, Guru Varya, kindly permit me to take your leave.
Jaya Mastu. Come along, son.
I was then under our beloved Gurudev's fold. 2 years hence, one fine day, Guruji had something in store for all of us.
Students, have you all memorized the lessons for today?
Yes, Gurudev.
You all must be hungry, right?
Yes, Gurudev. In the morning, I ate just 10 apples, 6 oranges, 7 potatoes, 8 bunches of grapes and...
Sit. Anyway, I have got bananas for all of you. Harsha, here, distribute them. Bhujendra, Shanti Shanti, did you pray before starting to eat? You may all eat now, but I have some conditions. These bananas are to be eaten in a secluded place where nobody is watching you. And mind you, do not come back unless and until the task is completed.
Can see me now. Let me finish eating this quickly and be the first to approach Gurudev.
This is my spot.
No, I came here first.
But I saw it first.
Okay, I have an idea. Turn around. Can you see me?
No. Can you see me?
No.
Then let's make our Gurudev proud.
I can't see anyone around here, so nobody can see me. The wafting wind, the shimmering waters, and the beautiful flowers, aren't all these alive?
Harsha, come back, come back. All of us have finished eating.
Pranams, Gurudev.
Looks like all of you have completed the task.
Yes, Gurudev.
But someone hasn't. Harsha, my dear boy, you seem perturbed.
I have failed you, Gurudev. Please pardon me.
Oh, you haven't eaten the fruit. Why? What happened, son?
Acharya, we were asked to eat the banana in a secluded place, but I couldn't find any such place, for I saw God wherever I searched.
God is omnipresent. Looks like you remember that particular lesson quite well.
Ayyo, if only my memory had not failed me. No, Gurudev, I actually didn't recollect the lesson. When I felt the cool wafting breeze, saw the shimmering pure waters, and smelled the aroma of the blooming flowers, I could feel the vibrant nature of creation. And who else but God could have filled these seemingly inanimate beings with life?
Uttamam atyuttamam. Dear disciples, did you just hear what Harsha experienced? From this, I want you all to understand that knowledge is a seed that is sown in the soil of the mind. You must allow its roots to run deep into your hearts. Thereby, you will internalize it, and only then will this learning come to your rescue during the trials and tribulations that life will throw at you.
Gurudev, that was indeed an eye-opener for me. Thank you, Harsha, for showing us what real learning is.
Dear students, chant with me.
Sahana bhavatu, sahano bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai.
Santosham. Now, it is time for your evening ablutions. You may all leave. Harsha.
Yes, Gurudev.
My dear boy, remember what I told the emperor the day he left you here to learn and grow?
Yes, Acharya. The purity of gold can be known only when it is put under fire.
Right you are, my son. And now, you are on your way to becoming that pure gold. But life will not be a silent spectator to your growth. Inevitably, you will be tested severely to prove your worth time and again.
Gurudev, I fear not the test that life awaits to throw at me, for I have thy grace that will inspire me to face them with grit and confidence.
Arise, O Harsha. Every bird requires two wings for its flight. In a similar manner, only when intellectual acumen is coupled with physical prowess is a warrior deemed complete. It is time now to test the latter. Begin the duel, disciples. Far, so good. Quite often the pretentious life shows a false image of perfection, rendering you oblivious to the oncoming exigencies. And suddenly, the blow comes out of the blue. Dodging away from the problem will not solve it. Deft defense is an essential prerequisite. So can you? Not just one, but a series of blows. Is that all you have got? Have you given up?
I've lost my weapon, Gurudev.
But not the spirit in you. Do not succumb until the last drop of inspiration deserts you. Get controlled by the mind and you are destructed. But control the mind, you will get resurrected. The purity of gold now stands vindicated.
Holy Master, the prince is being summoned to the capital immediately.
Seen, yet unforeseen.
Thank you.
Mantriji, I was asked to present myself in the palace immediately. What happened? Is everything all right? I know a surprise awaits me, isn't it? But where is father? Mantriji, where is King Rajyavardhan? Oh, fearless commander, at least you bring me into the light. Tell me where my father is. What has happened to you both? My very being shudders at the expectation of something terrible. Oh, courtiers, at least you. Ah! What disaster has befallen this court? Has some evil spirit taken away your ability to express? Why do you all behave like nails on the wall even after my repeated pleas? Mantriji, has something happened to father? Is he all right? Please tell me, Mantriji. Please tell me where he is. Does that mean...
Yes, Harsha. The emperor of our land is no more amongst us. He has become one with God.
Son, we did not want to tell you this, but...
But what, Commander?
Harsha, taking advantage of our situation, the neighboring kingdom has declared war upon us. And they have given us only 2 days' time to surrender.
What? A war? God, why these painful blows? Why are you trying to crush a tender flower against the hard crown? In this immense grief of losing my only support, why are you rubbing salt into my burning wounds?
Harsha, not just one, but a series of blows will come at you. Can you deal with them?
Gurudev, for once, just tell me that all this is just a nightmare, Gurudev. Tell me none of this is true, please.
Calm down, son. There comes a time when every bird leaves its nest to soar high into the sky. The flight is yours. The choice of destination as well is yours.
Gurudev, in this moment of grief, my heart refuses to accept your words of wisdom, Gurudev.
Is this grief rooted in your heart or the mind?
Whatever, Gurudev. How am I to lead the forces in such a distraught situation?
Situation is no excuse to step back from your dharma. Did not the lion cub of Guru Vansha not go hunting even in the absence of the lion? Acceptance of the challenge is the first step towards victory.
The great warriors of the Kaurava army are conspicuous by their inaction. Something sinister is definitely brewing in the other camp. After Arjuna foiled their attempt to capture you, Bratha, a new strategy would have undoubtedly been devised. Guru Dronacharya is never known to give up.
You are right, Bhimasena. Guru Dronacharya will strike with greater ferocity today. And with Arjuna away fighting, we are vulnerable to their onslaught. It is important now that we fight at our best. For if I am captured, the war will end with our defeat. And the cause of Dharma will be lost.
Maharaj! Maharaj!
Oh warrior, what brings you here?
Samrat, I have grave tidings to convey. Guru Dronacharya has formed.
Has formed what?
The Padma Vyuha.
Padma Vyuha? I could sense something ominous, shadowing our backs from the time Brother Arjuna left us. What shall we do now?
Amongst us, only Brother Arjuna knows the art of breaking the Padma Vyuha. But now, he is far away, Bratha.
Even Vasudeva is not here with us. Our defeat seems inevitable today.
Pandavas and defeat. I have never heard the two being said in the same breath. Pranams, O great ones.
Abhimanyu, it is heartening to hear the note of confidence in your voice. But what Sahadeva has said seems to be right. With your father away, there is no one who can break the Padma Vyuha.
No, Tajshri. I know how to breach the lotus phalanx. I learned the complex art even as it was in mother's womb.
But son, do you know how to come out of the Padma Vyuha?
No. Unfortunately, I could not hear that. But that does not bother me.
Padma Vyuha me se Dronuda Pakshamun Nenu Verava Jalanu Vari Shakti Yuktulakun Dhiruda Natanchu Dhiruda Natanchu Dumkeda Vari Dhandumida Kshatra Dharma Munilupa Pandavulaku Garva Karanamavaga.
And once we break through the Padma Vyuha, we shall easily defeat the Kauravas and emerge victorious.
Son, I can understand your positive intent, but how can we risk our own future? It is better to lose the present for a brighter future, rather than sacrificing the future for a win in the present.
Yes, Abhimanyu. The play of destiny forced me to put my own brothers and wife at stake. And now, how can I knowingly falter by putting our own future at stake? God forbid if something untoward happens, we will not be able to face Panchali and Subhadra.
But Tajshri, look at the gravity of the situation. If we become spectators and do not dare to break the Padma Vyuha, our armies will get crushed inside, and then there will be no war left to be won. So please grant me the permission to go ahead and fight. Just let me prove myself.
Son, there are great Maharathis in the Kaurava camp. Guru Drona, Karna, Ashwatthama, and I'm afraid that your inexperience might leave you exposed.
Yelukano hatamacha, yenu gulochenatanchu, urvi janulu cheppukunduru, ee yuddhamu gurinchi. Parthu putrudayenu parakrama shuryudanu pranamunnavaraku poradeda pandu sutula vijayam. నామము కొరకు
తాచి. I cannot bring dishonor to the name of my father, Arjuna, and my Gurudev, Lord Krishna. I cannot disappoint them by forsaking the battleground.
Yes, if I take a step back today, the noble name of our lineage will be maligned. And I cannot allow this to happen.
I shall fight till my last breath. Watch out, O Kauravas, for if you let me live, it will be absolute carnage in your ranks.
Everything in life is a gift of God. But this moment is mine. I will go ahead and fight till there is no breath in me. Commander! Gather our forces. We are going for war.
Sangharsha, no. Emperor Harsha, I will be on it.
Son, your valor and spirited reasoning has won over my reluctance. But we won't leave you alone in the battlefield. All four of us shall form a rear guard and come behind you. March ahead, fight like a lion. And bring glory to the name of your father, Arjuna. Vijayi Bhava.
Harsha, King Rajyavardhana would be proud of you. Go ahead and bring glory to the name of your father, Vijayi Bhava. A victorious end to the war. End? Well, in most cases, a prospective beginning is deemed to be a certain end. But little does man realize that in this seemingly certain end lies his rebirth. So, should I call this a successful end? Or a victorious beginning?
Call it an enthralling journey.
A journey that enables you to rise like the phoenix from the ashes, glowing and enlightened.
Yes. A journey wherein the means and not the end is what matters.
And during this journey, the terrain that you'll traverse will definitely be rugged.
It takes a man with robust determination and unflinching courage to be able to savor the unsullied bliss of contentment.
This journey leads a man from impure to the pure. No one crosses it without the heating and beating of the goldsmith. And once he sees his reflection, he lovingly calls it Shuddha Kanchana.
Inko hum unki रास्ते हैं। हर कदम पे इंतहा है, हर छोटी मोड़ पे दो रास्ते हैं। देखे इधर तो है दीवारे, जाए उधर तो मिले अंधियारे। तेरा मगर साथ है, तोहफे खुदा के हैं, मर्जी उन्हीं की है, उलझन हमारी है,
Yeah. Oh, భయహరణ వందిత చరణ భవ
భయహరణ వందిత చరణ
భవ భయహరణ వందిత చరణ
భవ భయహరణ వందిత చరణ
జయనాద జయ మాధవ
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संदर्शन भक्त जना संदर्शन प्रति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे
నారాయణ 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 నారాయణ
Sadgurudeva. Shanti, 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 samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Jai bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji ki Jai.